What's up, Shooters Pod Universe? It's Royal Rumble season, and one of our favorite episodes that we've ever done was our live commentary of the 1992 Royal Rumble match with audio. Did it from the Wildfire Radio Studios back in 2016. And of course, we re-upload it every year because it's, again, like I said, one of our favorite episodes. So here it is, our 1992 Royal Rumble match live commentary.
We're talking about 92 Royal Rumble, and like you said, I think we're all in agreement, this is the greatest mm-hmm. Royal Rumble to date.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if there's really one that's really come close to it. We talk about just the match, the dramatics, the stakes that were in it. Obviously, it's the titles on the line. The commentary, legendary, which you will hear. You will hear some of it in the background, some of the audio. So if you're at home, you want to watch it with us, right now we got to pause. We got a little setup here. On the WWE Network, got to pause on Macho Man right before he's going to cut his pre-match promo. We're going to listen. We're going to do the promos and everything because that's just as part of. We're not going to start it now. Don't start it now.
I'm waiting.
But that's just as part of the presentation as everything else.
Yeah, I see.
So get ready. I don't know what's the timestamp on that.
1:20:40, so 1 hour, 20 minutes, and 40 seconds.
So if you're watching at home, get it all set up. Give you a couple seconds to get it all set up.
That's right.
1 hour, 20 minutes, 4 seconds, 40 seconds, right?
40, yep.
To get it all set up. So you're watching along with this. I'll count it down to when we play it. But real quick.
Countdown, nice.
Excited, right? I mean, this is
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is the pinnacle of Royal Rumble.
I was around like 11 years old when this happened, and Flair coming to WWE in itself was awesome. Like, he brought the belt and everything. They had to blur out the belt. Like, we didn't know.
Right.
Like, come on.
But then he carried the tag team.
Like, that big gold thing on his shoulder.
I was born at night, not last night.
Right.
I know what that is. I see him in Georgia with it last week.
Right. So, yelling in a promo with Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, talking about his shoes cost more than somebody's house.
Or, when you go up to Space Mountain, you're going to be like this. And he just falls down. First, the setup. The reason why the title is on the line was because the Hogan Undertaker stuff that happened in late 91. Right. Controversy abound. Jack Tunney, the greatest president in WWE history.
Jack Tunney.
You know, he's Abraham Lincoln, the presidents in
Iron
WWE. he ruled that the title was vacated, and he put it up for grabs in the WWE. And you'll hear a hilarious nickname about Jack Tunney from Bobby Heenan, called Jack on the Take Tunney, which is hilarious.
We need more Bobby Heenans in the world. We really do.
There's only one, man.
There is. That's true.
Unfortunate.
That's
only
true.
One.
Yeah.
That's true.
But all right. So by now you should have gotten it ready.
Yeah.
So are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Without further ado.
Yeah. 92 Royal Rumble, folks. We're watching it. 3, 2, 1. Hit it.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble. Single greatest wrestling event and match ever in the history of the World Wrestling Federation.
Macho Man.
Competition, against 29 of the greatest wrestlers in the world and only one man. Wrestling Federation championship belt. I've won it before.
Look like he's about to go to the Mummers Parade right after the Royal Rumble.
Straight up.
I'm going back. I'm going back this afternoon.
I wouldn't go to the Mummers Parade in normal circumstances, but I'd go to see Macho Man.
I remember that afternoon.
Sometime I want to get my
look at the feather on the top, too.
The Snake Man.
the Snake Man.
Oh, he got rid of the glasses.
Be the World Wrestling Federation champion. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Thumbs up.
Sid. Oh, my God.
Yes, simple.
He's so wet. Just sweating.
Will be the World Wrestling Federation champion. So all I ask you,
Sid was the only wrestler whose mullet turned into an afro mid-match.
Remember The Rock's old haircut?
Oh, I tried to forget that. Jesus.
Reminds me of that.
Who, The Rock? From like 96
when he debuted.
Ooh. He had like the
puffed up.
Like the,
And he wouldn't stop smiling.
Even when he won the Intercontinental title.
He was happy, man. Repo Man.
Your boy.
Come here.
With tires on his shoulders.
You know, one smash. Of the thrills in my life.
He's going to the Hall of Fame as Demolition.
Take something.
They deserve it.
I got the opportunity. What was his name as a Russian?
to take the biggest prize ever.
He was in the Russians. 29 of the I forget his name.
Yeah, he was.
Crusher Khrushchev, right? You
know, was that him?
I think
yeah,
so.
I think so.
It's great.
He had two legendary characters. And then he lands on Repo.
WWF, man. It's the same company that made Terry Taylor, the Red Rooster.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And made Dusty Rhodes wear polka dots.
Right. Nothing can stop Dusty Rhodes, though. Bulldog was in a place like this. Was in the Royal he should Albert be in the Hall of Fame soon, British Bulldog. England,
my yeah, hometown.
Sure. And what a thrill
it was for me.
I just assumed that he was already in, but he's not.
Over the top rope and stand victorious in the hallowed halls of the Royal Albert Hall. But what a bigger thrill it's going to be this afternoon when the British Bulldog steps in the Royal Rumble and disposes of 29 other opponents and gets the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship belt around my waist. That will truly be a Royal Rumble.
Now we see why Bulldog didn't talk that much.
You always get what you want, but ooh, I've always been one of the best what I need. This afternoon.
Perfect.
The World Wrestling Federation Championship belt is on the line. For 29 other men, it's going to be a big disappointment. I would never disappoint myself. You, I don't mind. And Savage, believe me when I tell you, I'll be waiting for you. Oh. Yeah, I'll save some for you. And I'll have just enough left to walk out with that title around my waist. Trust me.
I ain't trusting you, man.
You're looking at the next World Wrestling Federation champion. You're looking at the man who rocks the cradle.
Spoiler. Why would you say that about Rick Flair? He rocks the cradle. Who's
the I didn't get that back then.
You see Flair look at him out of the corner of his eye like, what the hell are you talking about?
That promo is awesome. He's just, he's in it, boy. He's yelling to the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
He's in that promo.
World champion. So for me, there's no back door. But remember, boys, and that's to all 29 of you, I've lived one way and one way only, and that's with the belief to be the man, you have to beat
man.
The man. And today,
no promo.
At the Royal Rumble, I am the man.
Woo! After you watch the other promos and then you see Ric Flair, it's like, now you see why.
Exactly.
Now you see why he was the best.
He was.
That promo was a hell. That got me excited for the match right then and there.
It did.
And that was the norm.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't even hype.
Yeah.
This mass carnage. And Undertaker looking so much different than everybody else. It's startling how different he was than everybody else at this point of his career.
That was pure gimmick.
Right.
Then that was all gimmick.
But still, it was so dark. Like, everybody else was bright. Like, look at Hogan. Yeah, red and yellow and translucent colors and stuff. And then Undertaker just brooding with pale Paul Bearer.
We're going to prove to the whole world the power of Hulkamania. We're going to prove that we can beat all 29 other superstars in the World Wrestling Federation to get our WWF title back. Oh yeah, winning the Royal Rumble is one thing, the most prestigious event in the WWF.
But when no, it's not. That's WrestleMania.
It is the main event at WrestleMania.
The whole picture, man. But Hulkamaniacs, this is our cup of tea. They're going to be coming from all different directions, friend or foe. They're all the same in the Rumble. But it's just like always, we're always getting cheap-shotted by one of our so-called friends.
Yeah.
Or we're always getting cheap-shotted by that no-good Jack Tunney. But this is our cup of tea. And in the Royal Rumble, we're going to prove
was rude.
That Hulkamania reigns supreme.
No good.
But all those people
is Jack on the take Tunney, man.
Wait a second.
He ordered a rematch after Survivor Series. How's he?
He always sided with Hogan.
Yeah.
He sided. He was fair and just. So he's the greatest president in WWF history, or WWE history. Man. Way better than Slaughter. Way better than Michaels.
They were commissioners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They weren't presidents.
No. I guess there's a difference.
You know, what really is the difference?
The title.
That's about it.
The Fink. Another Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Is he? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I believe so, yeah.
I hope so. He should be.
He is.
Check it.
Fact check, man.
Yeah. He should be if he's not, because he's the greatest ring announcer of all time.
And elimination occurs when a wrestler is thrown out over the top.
And Heenan already panicking before the match even starts.
Now, the man who will win the Royal Rumble and the one man remaining after all 30 participants have entered will be crowned the undisputed World Wrestling Federation champion.
We did not know this before he said that.
We had no idea what was going on.
I guess it's some, they do that still to this day, don't they? They announce like
yeah,
the what the stipulations are. Yeah, yeah.
Must be over the top. And, right. And here's Tony. He's just going to repeat exactly what Howard just said.
That's a great nickname.
I would like to take this opportunity to officially welcome everyone who is watching.
Thank you.
But this is what's missing today's wrestling, where you have authority figures who are always constantly trying to dictate the outcomes. He's just there with the belt to right. present it to the winner. Like, that's all he's there for.
Yeah. Finkel is in the Hall of Fame. 2009.
Okay, cool. Good for Fink. Fink, you the man, Fink.
You know your stuff.
Google.
Yeah, that helps.
But like I said, like, authority figure who's just there. He's just... to present the title, yeah. Get out the way. Mr. President.
I love Howard. He's like, okay, leave. Little stalemate.
Best president since Noriega. Number one. Davey Boy Smeeds. You know his son is still wrestling, right?
Yeah, no.
He's in Japan. In Noah.
I did know that, actually. I lied. I thought he moved on.
What's his name? Lance. He used to be, was Lance Hoyt or Lance Archer or whatever? Remember Lance Hoyt and TNA at the tramp stamp?
Yeah.
They're a tag team in Japan.
Torture.
Killer Elite Squad.
He's going to have to go through. Shut up. Who's number two?
Oh, yeah. I love his theme music.
I forgot he was with Sherry.
Look at Sherry.
Sherry was hot on the low.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, would you
Sherry was hot, bro.
On the low, like, you know what, man? I wouldn't feel bad about it either.
Absolutely not.
That a boy, Rick. Martel.
That music is so ridiculous.
It is. It started right away, too.
Yeah. Remember the War Rumble game? The video game War Rumble? It had two match types. It was War Rumble and single, and that was it.
That was it.
That was it, boy. You played that all day, though.
That's right.
All day long. Oh, man, I remember it like it was yesterday, man.
You need a steel cage Royal Rumble. That'd be weird. Wonder if that would work.
I don't think it would.
Probably not.
You can't get counted out. Go between the ropes. Take a walk. Kill some time. I mean, the first and second out here, you could be in there for a long time.
Yeah, it's a suplex by the Million Dollar Man.
It was last year, Brain. Last year's Royal Rumble, where Million Dollar Man was in there for an excessive of 30 minutes. For no reason at all.
He thought about it. Changed his mind.
Well, let's set the record straight. I always love that punch by DiBiase.
Yeah, like the straight down.
Yeah.
53 minutes. And I believe 14 seconds.
Very undramatic punch, that is.
That was for the one who was in there the longest, the one who was in there the shortest.
DiBiase is a man, though, yo.
Yeah.
The Bushwhacker Luke, I believe it was 4.8 seconds. He whacked his way in and immediately got whacked out.
And there goes DiBiase. Bye. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bulldogs pumped.
Oh, calm down, baby boy. You got 28 of them.
Right. What time do we have? Baby boy! All going to win this match.
DiBiase's arguing he never hit the floor.
Can't believe it.
As he's on the floor.
Surprised Ted didn't just start handing out $100 bills.
Yeah, the refs, they should have had that.
Let me back into this match. Come on.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Uh-oh, here comes Nate.
Damn it!
Flair beast though, he's ready. He's like, I'm doing it. Forget it. He still got the robe on. Monsoon Rumble.
I love that between him and Heaton. Yeah. I love that he came out with his robe too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he still had the robe on.
Flair that dude, man. Of course he gonna come out with his robe.
He spent money on that robe.
Yeah.
That robe cost $10,000. He better come out with that thing.
Ooh.
There he goes, strutting.
Take your time, champ. Pace yourself. I'm gonna have to apologize to the people. You know there's been two people to win the Royal Rumble at the number one spot. You know those two people are?
I do.
Who are they?
Am I allowed to say one? Chris Benoit.
Alright.
And Shawn Michaels.
There you go. Chris Benoit won here.
One of them's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Chris Benoit won it here.
It was.
Well, not here in the studios. But.
I was about to say, damn, that's crazy. 30 superstars in the studio?
I think it was First Union at the time, right? I don't think it was Wachovia.
Or, I think it was Wachovia at that point. Yeah, that was like 04.
04, yeah.
Yeah, it probably was.
I think the one Michaels won was the fastest Rumble match ever.
Yeah, because
they had like every minute.
Every minute, yeah, that was bad. They probably only had like 2 hours on pay-per-view, though. Yeah. So we got to get this match out the way.
Yeah.
That was 95.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past WWF to have only a 2-hour pay-per-view.
Right.
That's when they were holding on.
Oh, yeah. By a thread.
I miss that camera angle. They really need that back. Where they show you who's entering. And then show the ring up high in the corner.
Even as a child, I knew tag team members were not going to win this thing.
I mean, I'll tell you, he was my favorite at that point.
Really?
To win? Yeah.
Jerry's not even Knobs, but Sags?
Yeah. Just because he had dark hair like me.
Oh. Can you imagine if like a tag team guy had one like Jerry Sags won the Royal Rumble? He's a champion.
And he won the title. Oh my God!
Sags, I guess.
Versus Knobs at WrestleMania.
Nah, this guy's got to cut a promo at the end of this.
Oh my God! Nah, that's all this Rumble would have been.
We're gonna get nasty.
Yeah, with the title, I'm getting nasty with the title. And Jimmy Hart just is like, yeah, baby, what a chance, baby.
and then Knobs gets jealous and attacks Sags, and then that's the main event at WrestleMania.
The nasty old
Hoosier Dome.
The nasty boys explode.
That just sounds horrible.
Oh yeah, somebody's exploding, baby.
I'm sure, it's
going to be nasty.
Let's get nasty.
It's going to get nasty when they explode.
Get out.
Why would you stand up doing an apron like that?
Apparently hanging on is nasty.
And then turning around and talking trash.
Yeah.
I'm nasty. Get out. The David Boy had the drop kick him though. David Boy had the drop kick him. Just like little shove.
Yeah, not even a punch. Just right.
Get out.
The finger poke of doom. You know, Nash took that bump. Could have had Sags take first ever.
Sags didn't want to drop to a finger poke.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah. Uh-oh. King Haku. Get the hell out of Dodge.
He got so much bigger as Meng. It's crazy. I didn't realize they were the same guys until later on. 1997. I was like, oh, God.
He'd still whoop your ass today, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it was the no shoes thing. I don't know.
They had like a shoot Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. King Haku would enter number one and eliminate each of the 29 other guys by himself. He'd be in there the whole time by himself.
And this is Heenan's old guy too, Haku.
Yeah, yeah. The Islanders. Right? He's not. Yeah. Was it the Islanders?
And then,
no. He was with Andre the Giant. Family.
Yeah. Colossal Connection.
Yeah. You see Flair backing off, doing the smart thing, but he hops right back in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the power driver.
Nice.
With the jump.
Flair going for Haku's eyes now, and Haku's like yelling in pain. Dirtiest player in the game is right.
Here comes that patented knee.
Knee drop. One Triple H stole from Flair.
Oh, he stole a lot of stuff. He stole the knee drop from Flair. Right. The running knee from Harley Race.
The spine buster from Arn.
Right. Triple H ain't no, he's a historian.
He is.
The pedigree.
Not that I'm
Harley
complaining
Race.
About it.
Pedigree, yeah.
Except Harley Race didn't hook your arm.
A sledgehammer.
Right. Yeah. People forget about, like I said, the running knee and the knee drop. He
You're
does.
Even cheering for Davey Boy now. Because Haku was beating on Flair.
Oh, he's going. He,
love it.
Heenan will do that a lot during this. He will cheer for the for oh there goes Haku.
Haku is out.
Davey Boy eliminated all three so far.
There he is,
Shawn Michaels,
the new and improved Shawn Michaels.
Oh yeah, this is right after he turned, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I hated him for
he did
bit
pretty well. He lasted quite a while, if I remember correctly.
He did.
Ooh, Flair gets him right away. Maybe Flair forgot he was a heel.
Right? You're still in the rockers, kid.
Now Michael's going right at him.
Ooh.
Well, there it is. Damn. Eat your music. I love you.
Oh, the crescent kick.
The crescent kick.
The crescent kick still.
I'm sorry. I love you. And I mean, well, yeah. Nice Flair.
It was foreshadowing. It was. Oh, my God. They foreshadowed it. 24 years later. 26 years.
Wow.
It was like in the same position and everything.
It was. Wow, another foreshadowing for 95 Royal Rumble.
Right. They're smart.
They are.
They were booking like two decades ahead.
Yeah, they were.
Now they booked 2 decades behind.
That's awesome. Wow, a reverse finger.
Yeah, eye rake.
Yeah.
I look like the black glove that Shawn Michaels wore, as if he was like a biker.
That's right. I remember the promo backstage when he had that vest on. It was like that pretty boy image. That's when my sister fell in love with him, and I hated him.
He's got black gloves. That's more like, foreshadowing.
That was Marty's
Shawn did it.
Right.
OJ went to trial for nothing. Shawn did it.
6, 5, 4.
Davey Boy's hair is a mess, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Get the dreads going. The braids. Who's that?
Ooh, El Matador.
Tito.
Ooh, Monsoon's getting fined for that. Don't call him Tito.
Tito Santana lost like 7 straight WrestleMania matches at one point. He did. He lost from like every year from like 5 or 6 to like 10. He lost every year.
Kiss your meal ticket goodbye.
Your meal ticket.
This is HBK and El Matador going at it. WrestleMania 8 match.
This is a foreshadowing. Yep, more foreshadowing.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a very racist comment.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Greg and guacamole. Oh,
but it was common back then.
Yeah. They called him El Matador, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
They said he had that hot Latin temper.
Yeah. They said about Guerrero, too. The hot Latin temper. Yeah. As if white people don't get
Fly
mad.
Cheat and steal, too.
Oh, yeah. That was funny, though.
It was.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
Ooh, a
low blow by Flair on Bulldog. Yikes.
Talk about blind desperation. You know what's at stake? A man will do anything. Holding out all the stops.
Hit Davey Boy and the Bulldogs, man.
I'd do that to my grandmother if I had
to his grandma.
Would it hurt the grandmother, though? I don't know.
I mean, she's a grandma. It probably would hurt her at some point.
Even though Tito's El Matador in this, I still consider him a tag team member. he's part of Strike Force, so I don't expect him.
He just called it a flying jalapeno.
Yeah. The forearm smash.
Went from flying burrito to jalapeno.
Just,
to,
just out and out racism.
It's crazy to think that Santana was an Intercontinental Champion, though.
Yeah.
He won, like, the first match ever at WrestleMania against the masked, like, the Eliminator or whatever it was. I gotta look it up.
A barbarian.
Look at this guy.
Ciotti from the Head Shrinkers coming at you.
Barb. Will never mess with Barb. He barely liked me.
I can swear Haku just got eliminated, went back, changed his clothes, and came out as a barbarian.
And grew a little bit, ate some spinach. And came out as Barb.
That's awesome. Trying to get the bulldog out now, but he's hanging on. You reach the point where the tank is empty. And then I don't care how good an athlete you are, it's all right for the pickets. And you know, it's not like a regular
Shawn Michaels' mullet was just majestic, wasn't it?
It was.
That thing.
It was.
It's flowing.
It's amazing he had that for how many years he did. To like 96.
Now he's got a 10-gallon hat covering a bunch of ramen noodles.
And his gray beard, doesn't even shave, doesn't bother to shave anymore when he's on TV.
He aged horribly.
He's wearing those rubber boots like he's just came out the swamp. He's like,
probably lives there now. So
he lives on a farm or something like that. He has like his own ranch or whatever. He has a hunting show too.
Right.
Straight up. He's got a hunting show. It's also he's always wearing like camo and stuff like that. He had a camo vest when he goes to WrestleMania with a tux. Yeah. A camo vest. Like Shawn Michaels, you used to be the pretty boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he used to be a rock star.
Well, now you're a redneck.
Now you're kids because he tried to impress now.
Right. I guess, but still, man. I still remember the pretty boy wearing the leather jackets.
Yeah.
His theme music's still the same, too.
He had to clip on earrings and stuff. He could take out before his matches.
Yeah, Terry Von Erich. His last match was at WrestleMania this year, right?
I don't
with
remember
WWF.
I guess I don't.
And then he left. I don't think he was out at SummerSlam.
I don't remember him being at WrestleMania.
I thought he was a six man.
Yeah, there was a big six man, something like that.
But this was his swan song, the beginning of it at least.
There's a flare,
flare flop. Yeah.
That's the best bump. I saw a gif of him doing it when somebody chopped him and he walked out of the ring, walked up the ramp, and then did the flare bump.
I need that.
How do you do that?
That's where the NBA players got that mess from. That's why they're flopping all over the place.
Good analogy. I like that.
That's the funniest bump ever. Like, I like how he walks when he does it. Like, not just falling face first. That's not the funny part. It's when he just takes, like, a ten-step walk.
It's like a power walk, too.
Right, it's like a real, like he's really going somewhere.
Yep.
Like, not like he's walking, like, dizzily or aimlessly. He's, like, really, like, walking like he's alert and then just go bam.
That's perfect. So just perfect.
He's walking upright. That's, like, the funniest thing in wrestling.
It's like the Vince McMahon walk and then...
Right. Walking with purpose, and then he falls. Oh, another flare bomb. No walk this time. He just fell.
I think he did that like 6 times in this match.
He was in there like 55 minutes.
Yeah. He did like 19 eye pokes, 4,078 chops. Yeah.
That should be another story. We should count how many chops he did on how many flare bumps
he did. We're already on 85. I've been counting in my head.
Came out a little bit early. Like a cheater.
Didn't even know which direction the ring was.
That bastard stole my Honda in 05.
Barry Darso stole your Honda?
Yeah.
Crush your Khrushchev?
That was too much behind.
I got pissed when he stole the Macho Man's hat.
Too much behind.
He took my shit.
Here came, what's the name of Demolition? Damn, Crush?
Brian Adams? Yeah.
No, not Crush. Darso's name.
Smash.
Smash, yeah. Axe and Smash.
Yeah.
They had a great theme song, by the way.
They did.
Here comes the Axe. Here comes the Smasher. Something disaster.
I hated Demolition.
Understandable.
They beat Strike Force.
Oh, the Strike Force mark over here.
Yeah.
Well, he's, hey, you damn right. At least we have El Matador. He's going to get his revenge.
No, he's not. He's going to get his ass kicked. That's what's going to happen.
Brian is the only guy hoping for the Strike Force reunion at WrestleMania. When is Strike Force going into the Hall of Fame?
Strike Force needs to go into the Hall of Fame.
Come on. Can-Am Connection, Strike Force, come on.
Rick Martel's going to go in as the model, and you're going to be really pissed.
I actually like the model. I love the Boston Crab.
Well, Tito's in.
Yeah.
Tito's in the Hall of Fame.
Martel should be in there, so they should be in together.
Yeah,
I would be mad at that.
Yep.
So make Tito a 2-time Hall of Famer, like Ric Flair,
right?
And put Strike Force in as a team.
That's right.
Can you imagine the vignette they'll have for Strike Force? Like, they were the greatest tag team of 1986.
Y'all need to cut that out. I'm serious about Strike Force.
The legendary breakup in 1987.
Brian Isley's favorite tag team. When he was 5 years old.
We'll put together that promo.
Have Malik
do it. Oh, man.
Greg the Hammer.
This was after his Rhythm and Blues days.
No, this was before the... Oh, yeah, right. That was after. That was embarrassing.
He was a... I don't even know what he was doing at this time. I don't even think he had a feud. He was just in there.
He was just there.
And now he's getting chopped.
Here's Flair.
Yeah, there's some more chops.
In 1992, I didn't realize how awesome this was. Hat the Hammer and Flair trading chops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another walk and bump. He walked across the ring. He walked all
through everyone. It's like a maze. And he's like,
like Weekend at Bernie's. He's just like aimlessly walking, but he's like upright. That's so funny to me.
He didn't say it's not fair that he's getting double teams.
Oh,
I love
my
it.
God, Ric Flair is a comedian, yo. He's just silly.
Ric Flair is definitely a comedian.
How silly. You're in the middle of a championship match. Technically, this is a championship match.
Yeah.
And any match, for that matter. And he's taking a stupid bump when he, not like he just falls. Again, it's the part that he walks that's funny to me. And then falls. He walks so far.
Crowd loves it. I love it. Oh, my God.
Vince probably hated it. I know he was probably in the back mad as hell.
What is that NWA crap?
Yeah. Get rid of everything that made you popular. Wait, no.
He takes like 10, he takes like a marathon before he falls.
Yeah.
Go back to Jim Herd. Doing that crap.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Still got the Barbarian in there.
I can watch Kiss.
Why is he still in there?
Because he got Fatu to wear boots. Even though that's like...
Apparently Barbarian was like a badass in real life, too.
Yeah.
He looks like it.
He does.
Where's my boy the Berserker?
Here we go. Now we got Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, God.
Lithuanian. I interviewed Volkov at WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
I didn't intend to interview him, but he was there.
Speak good English?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked him about Rusev.
Yeah.
When Rusev was still hot and he was still Russian.
Right, yeah.
He was still Russian at that point.
That was before his Cena match.
Yeah. Man. It was like, yeah, it was the day of the show. It's like, what do you think about Rusev? Something like that. Something to that effect. Or like a Russian heel, like something in the form of like, you know, you were once like a big foreign heel. Yeah. What is it like, you know, being that guy? Something to that effect. I don't
still,
remember the
still
answer.
Never got his when he was a member of the corporation in 1995. The whole Volkov.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember the corporation.
DiBiase bought him.
Yeah, he's bought a $1 million corporation.
Yeah.
He bought Volkov.
He bought Volkov, and he would always wear that shirt that looked like a suit.
Oh, my God. You remember a lot more about 95 WWE than I do. Because I tuned out with everybody else.
I think that's all I watched. I never watched sports back then. It was just wrestling.
I watched a little bit of like 94 WWE, but 95 I was out. Oh, Volkov's there goes Volkov. He's gone. So that's the end of our Volkov conversation. That's the end of that.
He lasted longer on the roof of my house than he did in the room. My little brother took
it. Brother Man's ready to attack.
Took it and threw it on top of the roof.
Volkov?
Yeah.
I would have slapped him for that, man.
Oh, he got his ass whooped.
You know, Volkov action figures are rare.
Yeah.
Any Schlemiel. What is that? That sounds like a deli meat.
I guess it's not Flair. He's not a Schlemiel.
Yeah. Sounds like a deli meat, though. Let me get a pound of Schlemiel.
It sounds like a slur. That's what it sounds like.
It does. Shut up, you Schlemiel. What you call me?
Is this the Royal Rumble where he has that ridiculous elimination?
Yeah. Probably.
So stupid. But
right now, he's just punching people in the face. Yeah. Everybody, he's punching them in the face.
Included.
He's a cop. He can do whatever he wants.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there goes somebody else. Who's that?
That's
Valentine?
It's Valentine.
This is the one when the boss man like dives and falls.
And holds on to the ropes and makes sure he goes over.
Yeah. Right.
Makes no sense. The Repo Man and the Boss Man. Should have been a WrestleMania feud.
That should have been. That's true. He's stealing stuff. Oh. That was the beginning
and
of
there
it.
There it is. Boss Man
sneaks out of the Rumble.
That's what he should have got back in. Like Steve Austin in 97. Just like look around, go back.
Hey, that was funny.
We got another flare bump coming. Every time he's in the corner, he takes
the
flare
bump.
Yeah,
that's right. You're not going anywhere. You stay right here. Do your job.
22 minutes for Flair and counting. That means 26 to up. There goes Davey boy.
Davey.
Oh, there goes Tornado.
I wouldn't have mind Davey Boy being a heavyweight champion.
Yeah. No, WCW gave him a title match against Vader, but they never put the title on him when he went there. Then it came back. That weird hairdo.
Remember he came back in jeans in like 2000?
Yeah, in a crew.
Yeah.
And the Rock people's elbowed him with his shoes on, his church shoes on, he slid.
Ooh, Hercules, the new favorite, I'm sure.
He was also jacked.
Yeah.
He was past his prime in this match right here.
Well, I really miss Power and Glory. I don't know why. It wasn't even a special tag team.
He did have a feud with Hogan, too, right?
When he was a heel, yeah, back in like the late 80s. Yeah.
They always,
maybe 86.
They fed him so many jacked up dudes.
Chain.
Yeah.
Flair the Barbarian shake hands at Flair Chop.
They fed Hogan so many jacked up heels back in the day, though.
Yeah, they did.
Barb. Bossman, Heenan's crying.
Man, Flair could sell the hell out of anything, man.
Love how like Heenan forgets the rules sometimes.
Oh, there goes Barb.
Barb's out.
Oh, and there goes Hercules. Oh, and Bossman almost fell out.
Here it is. Flair and Bossman. What a move. Eye poke. Here comes the worst elimination ever.
Oh! Back kicked him like Steven Seagal.
What the hell was that?
We need more of that.
He didn't even fall.
Bye, Guardian Angel.
He jumps on the ropes, hangs on to him, and goes over the top. Oh.
Hey, man, you that big? You just happy to be coordinated.
Heenan. Flair wins it.
Another flip.
That's perfect. I love that Heenan was like, "There's the champion of the world."
Uh
oh! Oh snap!
Piper. Piper won the IC title earlier in the night.
He did.
What the
fuck? And he had a promo after that. Song about the chance to walk out with both titles.
Right. I didn't even his promo before his match against the Mountie was hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, he's talking about, you're going to take my manhood. I came here for a fight. I don't know what you came to do. He's like, oh, got him.
Yeah, right. Oh, come on. Oh, Piper. He was awesome. Hot Rod's thinking about that title just like everybody else is.
Stop him, stop him. It's a good thing he didn't win. Because he had an epic match. Yo, what the? He had an epic match with Brett at WrestleMania 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. How you no-sell a low blow?
Right.
What, that atomic drop?
Yeah, no-sell an atomic drop. Yeah.
He was just being a jerk.
Airplane spin. Yeah.
And Flair sells a poke to the eye.
No, you don't know where he's at. Let's see. He can dump him. I know he can dump him if that happens. Hot Rod could have taken him right out of there with a shoulder block or a drop kick as Flair just baby. He's choking the life out of him. And another contestant about to emerge. 5 seconds and counting. Gotta get him up on his feet. Putting somebody to sleep in the Royal Rumble doesn't seem all that like a good strategy. Here comes Jake. Maybe one of the most dangerous men walking the face of this earth. He knows what he's doing. You don't want to get involved. He's too smart for that. He's inviting Piper over. Piper could be doing permanent damage. Piper's got the right idea. He's holding on to Flair. Thank you, Jake. Thank you. This is like the funniest part of the match right here. Look at Flair. He is spent. He's out of it. Of course, we got Snake in there beating up Piper. But Heenan makes it what it is. But especially this man, starting to move. Listen to the chant from this capacity crowd. It's Rodney. Look at glassy-eyed. He's glassy-eyed. Oh, look at this. Short clothesline. You know, Kirk. No, you don't see that today. Can't trust the Snake. Yeah, Okada does a short arm.
Yeah.
Rainmaker. Definitely not fair to Flair. This Royal Rumble. How long have you been in now? 30 minutes and counting. No. Almost a DDT. I never thought I'd say this, but thank you, Roddy. It's a kilt. It's not a skirt.
Oh, it's a figure four.
All right. On Jake the Snake.
Piper don't care.
Why you no good?
Probably my favorite part of commentary. That's, the whole match.
I'm soaking away. Almost over the top, Roddy was, and it's another man on his way. Who's coming out here? Who's coming out here? Uh-oh. Oh! So,
with the 2x4.
For what? Why?
I mean, it's not illegal in this match, right?
He drops his face. He's intense. Drops the 2x4 before he gets in. And he's
ready to go. Right after Flair.
Punching the hell out of Flair. Still over, by the way.
Still pissed at Yokozuna for Banzai dropping him.
Oh, he destroyed him. I remember watching that.
Yeah, I was all upset.
Golly.
I still am, actually.
I was laughing my ass off. That was funny.
You're bleeding from the mouth. Like, come on, don't do that to Hacksaw.
He did Hacksaw dirty.
He did. I remember them replaying on WWF Mania Saturday morning.
You and these Saturday shows, yo.
I'm all about it, man.
The Saturday shows were the truth, man.
They were, but he remembers all of them.
I remember every
Mania, Shotgun Saturday Night, Livewire.
You know what, though? I mean, WWE had so many great Saturday shows,
yeah.
But the best Saturday wrestling show was WCW Saturday Night.
I like that one. 6:05.
It wasn't Shotgun Saturday Night.
No, not at all. For like the, you know, 6 weeks it was on in the original format. He's what a champion is made of.
by Roddy Piper, and now they're just duking it out. Piper and Flair.
Damn.
He's shot by Duggan.
Hacksaw's punches look real. Yeah. Like, look, like they should be drawing blood. Like, look how he's punching through Ric Flair's face right now. Like, his fist is going through his head.
Oh, boy.
Irwin R. Shyster.
Braised that.
Yep. With the damn suspenders.
I'd say IRS's highlight WWE was with Money Inc. with Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What else did he do?
One of my favorite, yeah.
It's certainly better than...
I know he had a few with Razor and The Undertaker later on, but
it's Money certainly
Inc.
better than his VK Wall Street
oh
run.
Oh, my God.
WWE.
I was trying to think of the name. I just remember the dollar sign suit. Jeez.
Like the amateur wrestling tights.
Oh, man.
Get VK out, WCW.
So you're just going to steal.
Exactly.
Like, and he was Mike Rotunda in WCW. Why not just
right, in the
go
Varsity
back
Club
to,
in the
yeah,
NWA?
Yeah,
no VK because this worked.
this bad gimmick over
he
here.
He was a champion
that right. was saved by Ted DiBiase. That worked. Yeah.
VK and it's a horrible name. Whose last name is Wall Street?
No one.
Nobody's name is Wall Street. But here he's. Irwin R. Shyster.
Did they ever say what the VK stood for?
Probably Vincent
Kennedy.
Kennedy.
That's what I was thinking.
What else is
you know
be?
What? Then that's great then. That's awesome.
Well, that's what Vincent from the NWO was. Apparently named after Vince. So.
No, it wasn't. New
Vincent?
World Order.
No. Vincent from like Virgil.
Oh,
Virgil.
Yeah. I think he said like NWO. I was like, what? Like, hello? Hey. Yeah, oh, Virgil is Vincent. Yeah, that was... Yeah. Because why would you guess my name of Vincent anyway?
His name should have been Lackey.
Right.
Both companies.
You see his on Twitter, he's just horribly crazy. Hilarious.
I think he's in here, actually.
Oh, boy.
What if he won?
Jimmy Snuka, he's got some issues going
still,
on now.
Yeah,
if
he does.
Won, he's still be in jail right now.
Yeah. He's got some issues. But his daughter's, you know, she's doing some good stuff.
She is. Team Dad.
Is she?
She's working. She's not.
I mean, yeah, she has a job.
She hasn't been indicted of anything.
I mean, because she was two.
I'm just saying.
She's that old, though? I don't know.
I think she's in her 30s.
Yeah. I mean, she seems nice. You know, I'll take her out for a drink or something like that. You know?
Ooh. To me, did you hear that?
Take you out for a drink.
Either way, a drink will be had. She could take me out. I ain't got no money anyway. she better take me out.
Neither does she.
She got more money than me.
Yeah, so she's making at least high double figures.
You would hope.
See, that's actually a good point by Gorilla. Never thought of that. Give me your nose.
Ric Flair screams too. Like it's just agony. Got that hot Jimmy Snuka IRS action going on in the corner. The camera's not paying any attention to.
Robert's trying to eliminate Flair.
Nobody ever gets eliminated that way. Nobody ever gets eliminated by like trying to just drag them over the top rope. You either throw them out or kick them out or something. Yeah. But they always try to lift their legs
up. They jump
out
themselves.
Lift their legs up over the turnbuckle and try to. That never works.
There he is, the Undertaker.
Oh boy.
Him in number one.
Like, what is Hacksaw doing? Like, what is he trying to do? He's trying to, like, belly-to-belly suplex him out? Or was that Piper? That was Piper,
Piper, but...
Because Piper and Hacksaw are exactly the same in this match. Oh, there goes Snooker.
Bye.
He didn't waste any time.
Like, why does Ric Flair walk right over to him? He's just walking.
Flair.
He walked right to him. Like walking into a hornet's nest.
Undertaker choking out Flair. And he just...
Everything down the toilet. Go down there and throw the towel in. Down the pipe. Everything.
Hacksaw's gonna save Flair for some reason.
Why? Why would you go to the under? Why would you
and grab
go
his
there?
Hair? Like,
you know what, Hacksaw? That was so dumb.
Always loved Undertaker.
You deserve
chops.
What Yokozuna did to you now. That's why Yokozuna did what he did. He see. He
yeah,
saw
but
that
the Undertaker
like,
hated. Yokozuna hated the Undertaker too. So,
plus remember Yokozuna and Undertaker was in the BSK together. They were homies. So. See, he was getting revenge.
That's right.
See? Damn, more foreshadowing.
Friends,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Look at Flair. Cool. I think he's really doing something.
Chopping the Undertaker.
Here comes our next entry.
Oh, man.
Savage, as you see, Jake. Get out of the ring.
Get out of the ring.
Sam's
right.
Just looking for him. Gets attacked by the Undertaker. I love it. This story was awesome.
Savage ran to that damn ring like Flojo.
Yeah.
He was out.
But the one thing, and we'll actually see it later, but I'll wait. Roberts is back.
And Hacksaw is really punching people in the face.
Here's what I don't get coming up.
Uh-oh.
Savage getting his revenge.
Crazy. That ugly outfit.
This Tuesday in Texas revenge.
Right. This should have been a WrestleMania match.
Yeah. They absolutely could have saved it for that. It was built really
here,
well.
Here comes the knee to the back you don't see anymore. Get
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
You don't see the knee to the back anymore.
Right, Robert. And he eliminates himself.
But he's not eliminated.
Over the top rope.
Savage was
but if that were to happen today, they'd be eliminated.
Right.
Savage was about that life. He didn't care nothing about this match at all. Yo, he had one
Undertaker
thing on
to
his
help
mind. That's kick Jake the Snake's ass.
He,
like, he wasn't even in it at the end, so why not just have them brawl to the back?
Yeah,
I don't
he
get it.
Ran in. He ran in at record 40 time, jumped in the ring.
Like, he's trying to get back out.
The Undertaker on his back with his legs in the air cracks me up. Trying to grab him.
Yo, Savage gave no F's at all.
I believe that's
thanks for explaining
rules.
That. I mean, at least it made me realize, 7 years old, like, oh, okay.
When I watched this recently, I thought, he's out. And they explained, it like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Back then, you had to eliminate, you had to get eliminated, not eliminate yourself.
I think they came up with that real quick.
For this specific
storyline. Yeah, because I don't think Macho Man was supposed to do
or, that. Yeah, or Macho Man wasn't supposed to do that.
Right.
And it's like, all right, but, look, he has to be near the end, so just say that he can't eliminate himself.
And that was his patented move, too. He always did that over the top rope, so I think he was just a habit. It was a habit,
It was just a force of habit. Savage messed
come
up.
Come on, Savage.
He probably got cussed out at the end of the match. So. Vince, good for cussing you out at the end of a match.
She tried to low blow the Undertaker. He just tried to lift him up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Husk.
What is this? Why did he hold his hand out like this? Was he panhandling?
Was he asking for money? And did you do communion?
There he goes.
Maybe he was asking for the body of Christ.
I went to a Pentecostal church, so we did communion, but it was in the middle of shouting too, so it wasn't anything.
Good thing he didn't bring a sword with him to try to decapitate.
Got church discussion because of the berserker.
But the berserker needed Jesus.
He needed something.
More than anybody.
He might need a rehab or something. Detox.
The berserker came to the ring just now speaking in tongues.
Hoss.
Do we remember when he tried to stab the Undertaker with a sword?
I don't remember that. No.
With what?
Right through the ring.
His hand that he's holding out all
right
the damn time?
The ring.
That's when he tried to stab you
with? No. He had a sword with Mr. Fuji. And it was on Superstars. And it was like a DQ finish.
That's
the
why I didn't see it. I was outside playing.
This had to be like 92 after this, obviously.
I was riding my bike. I didn't give a damn.
Undertaker laying on the mat. Berserker goes to stab him. He moves out of the way.
Why did they like that? 92?
Yeah.
That's not like the attitude there. So like something like, you know.
And then they went to the commercial. They zoomed in on the sword and the canvas.
What? That sounds like crazy. Something that would have happened like with Pillman and Austin.
Yeah.
The gun. Yeah. But no, somebody can get almost stabbed and impaled in the ring.
Yeah. I'm glad you changed that because you don't get stabbed with a sword.
Well, you get
impaled. There we go.
He had a sword. For what?
What is he, Soul Calibur? Come on.
Fuji was holding it for him. I don't know.
Oh my God, he had a sword. Thankfully, I don't remember a whole lot about
it. Yeah, I'm glad I don't remember that. Oh God.
Verge, there he is.
Verge.
His career would have been so different if he won.
Oh yeah, I'm bet.
Said no one ever.
Look at those tights, boy.
It's a candy cane.
A black candy cane.
Yeah, what happened with the $1 million title? He just kind of won it and then
he lost it, didn't he?
Did he?
I think he lost it back to DiBiase. I think. Oh. He just came out,
right? Yes. Number 23, right? Damn! IRS kicked the hell out of Virgil just now.
Damn Berserk, he's a Viking.
Sure looks like Hogan locked out so far. Monsoon. I know when these guys walk into Vince's office and he's got the gimmick for them sitting on the table. I know I can't win with this shit.
Oh, of course. But they looking at how many dollar signs, the number of zeros. They're like, whatever.
Like, thank goodness the Undertaker gimmick landed on the right person. Because even that was a crazy idea.
Yeah, he's dead. He's a zombie. He made it work, though.
Yeah, he did. Can't say the same for the Berserker.
I love how he didn't keep asking how long he's been in there. Why don't you just keep track yourself?
Ask the timekeeper.
Roddy Piper over
there. How does Monsoon know, but Heenan doesn't?
Roddy Piper's over there with Virgil alone.
Oh.
How Roddy don't get down with the with the blacks.
Virgil. Who's that? The general, is that Colonel Mustafa? Iron Sheik?
Yep.
Sheiky baby.
General Adnan's newest
gangster on Twitter.
Hilarious, though. He asked Joel Embiid for weed one time. It's hysterical. He's like, hey, Embiid, you smoked a Kush, baby, Bubba?
What is wrong with that guy?
It's Sheiky, baby, man. He can do what he wants. And the Berserker just hammering away at Virgil. What a shot by Savage to the Undertaker. Doesn't faze him. Savage has a lot of guts. He'll go right after you. No! Former Intercontinental Champion. Former World Wrestling Federation Champion. The fatigue factor has got to be entering in here, especially on Rick Martel and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Rick Martel. He's in the ring. Still on his feet. I can't Flair. He said Martel at least twice, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Like, Martel's not in the match yet. Because we would have talked about him.
We would have seen him come down.
Right. The Knickerbocker Arena. That's a terrible name for an arena. In Albany, New York.
The capital. For some reason.
Hey, some reason.
The Undertaker's just looking at Piper, hammering on Flair.
There he is. Martel.
They were foreshadowing.
Yeah. Without arrogance.
Yeah.
Why? See, Hacksaw brought his 2x4, but.
He could have brought arrogance and sprayed everyone.
It would have worked. Yeah. It would have won.
Blinded everybody and just threw him out 1x1. Man, that would have been genius. Here's some arrogance. Just throw everybody out 1x1. You just hear Berserker, by the way. He's still in the match. You can hear him.
That's funny. I've been laughing at that for around 25 years.
He's wearing like a burlap sack for a shirt too, by the way. Oh, somebody just got thrown out. Mustafa. Sheik.
Bummer.
At least this time he was healthy enough to go over the top rope.
Yeah.
Unlike the gimmick battle royal.
There was no other outcome that could have happened.
Right. He was not healthy enough to go over the top rope. He couldn't throw him over the top rope.
Because you're gonna die if you get thrown over the top rope.
Straight up. I don't know who is supposed to win.
See, they care about
that.
The health of their wrestlers.
Right. I don't know who's supposed to win that, but the only that's the main reason why Sheik won, because he couldn't go over the top rope.
Classic.
And they put him in a Cobra clutch anyway. Berserk is still in there. Who we got here? Oh, here comes the holster, brother. Crowd's going crazy. We could talk trash about Hogan, but look at the fans. They're going nuts.
They're going crazy. Only few people got popped like Hogan.
Right, they're going nuts. The place just came alive. Double knocker again.
That's a move you don't see now either. Good. The double knocking. Oh.
Martel's gone.
That's the Hogan special right there. Come here, you two jobbers. Just let Flair win it. I'll be a different person, I promise you.
Love it.
Undertaker.
There goes Undertaker. You don't eliminate Undertaker like that. He was a champion. Just gonna throw him out like that. That was whack.
Should have at least been in the final four. There goes the
Berserker.
How does the Berserker go out after the Undertaker?
Right. Undertaker should have been like in the final three or four. You ever seen Clerks?
There goes Hulk.
Yeah.
Berserker.
No.
You never seen Clerks?
No.
Get out.
See ya.
Come on,
neither
man.
Either one, not one or two.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Wow. It's on my list. Okay, my very long list.
Jeez. So every time I hear Berserker, I think of Berserker. I want to say the rest of the song, but I can't.
Yeah.
he's like, what was his name? Something like, hey, Russian metal. Metal face.
Skinner.
Oh, it's Skinner.
What are you mad that I was really happy that he came out, or the fact that he's
like
there
this
to begin
guy
with?
Just like chewing just snuff on his way to the ring. Oh my God, Skinner. Vince had a messed up imagination.
He did. You're going to be a crocodile hunter. But you're going to skin him, so you're going to be Skinner.
You're going to be a crocodile. But this is like 25 to 30 years before Swamp People. So nobody's going to like you.
I'm soaking wet.
You stupid. Something with a kick.
Oh, man.
Getting down to the nitty gritty here in the Royal Rumble. Should Flair hang on for 60 seconds more?
I'm still thinking about Berserker from Clerks. It's hilarious. You gotta see this movie, man.
I do. Wait, I thought Martel went out. Could have sworn he was eliminated already.
No.
Who else wore pink tights?
Damien no Sandow.
In the 1992 Rumble?
In this Rumble?
I could have sworn I saw him. Well, unless he went through the middle rope.
Damien Sandow specify. Was in the 92 Rumble.
You didn't specify the time.
He was
period.
On SmackDown last night, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
No, he watched SmackDown.
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I saw the results. Watch SmackDown? Stop. I did see I actually read the spoilers for the first time in forever, and it made me very upset. So. Because Kalisto, like, why would you do that to him?
Yeah.
One day after he wins the title.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, but.
Then they spoiled it on WWE.com, too.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Someone
night,
complained to me, he's like, why would you spoil it for everybody who wants to watch it? Like, go to WWE.com, they'll spoil it for you.
Absolutely.
Don't blame me, pal. Oh, Sarge.
Oh, man.
We're best friends now, by the way.
That's it.
Yeah.
We Snapchat all the time.
Yeah.
No. I don't Snapchat. I don't think Sergeant Slaughter knows what Snapchat is. So.
Shoot, I don't even know how to use the damn thing. So it's frustrating.
I don't do it. Uh-oh, there goes Skinner.
Go in the back and get you a can of Skulls.
The Alligator Man.
I love how Slaughter was eliminated from this one, too. That was crazy. And we'll see that shortly. Hogan and Piper.
Oh, yeah. Raking each other's eyes.
The war that didn't settle the score.
Right. It named a whole event after that. And it didn't do anything. But it did something, but it didn't finish the match.
Right.
That's because Piper didn't want to lose.
Yep. Then he won the first match they had in WCW. Like.
Gosh. Some things that happen in wrestling just make you go, why?
Yep. I wish that was how it worked.
If he wins this, I'll never say or do anything bad again. Martel just about to be eliminated there by the Hulkster. And look at this. Flair is still attacking.
Slaughter holding.
Yeah.
Going at it.
This was when he was getting his country back as well.
Right. I want my country back.
Yeah. Well, we both interviewed him when he was down at Xfinity a few weeks ago, and he said that was a very emotional time for him outside of the ring. Poor Sarge.
Man, he was G.I. Joe.
It was.
From Sid.
Oh boy.
Sid Justice.
And Sid gets crazy pop.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, think that.
Just like, it was Sid.
How Sid is like kind of a laughable guy because his promos are so bad.
Right.
But he was popular at this point.
Yeah.
And when he beat Shawn Michaels for the title. Like, they were digging Sid.
Yeah.
They were booing Shawn. It's like, but look back, it's like, why did we dig Sid so much? Like,
yeah, I don't. And they even cheered him against Bret Hart the next month too. So it wasn't like they just hated Shawn. They were into Sid.
It's like, why did the people like Sid so much? I think there's like the bad guys. Like, that was the point where just like bad guys. Like, they wanted Sid to consider kind of like a badass.
Yeah, and he was.
And Stone Cold came along and did it way better than he ever could. But they were yearning for that, I guess.
They were.
And I guess Sid was like that guy for that period of time. I'm the king of the world. The ruler of the world.
Sid.
A lot of people say, well, he's proven that to me. A lot of people can say and do things, but when he says it...
Was Sid left number 30? I think that was... I think number 30.
So.
I always questioned the man's integrity. I never questioned his ability inside the ring. He's never asked anybody to like him, but all you gotta do is respect him.
Sid was huge, man.
He was. I don't know how he wasn't like a huge star.
This is actually his second pay-per-view, because he was at SummerSlam 91 as the ref in the main event. And Survivor Series, he was injured. So,
he was actually his second pay-per-view.
He was on Superstars like every week, though.
You and this damn Superstars, man. Do you watch Superstars now?
Yeah, no, because it's not the same.
It's not on Saturdays.
Fox on Saturday morning.
Not on Saturdays.
Yeah, good old Fox.
Oh, he wasn't 30.
Oh. Oh, it's Warlord. Oh, yeah. Another jacked up dude.
Yo, the Warlord.
With Harvey Whippleman. I forgot about that
one. Hercules. They're all the same person.
Look how big. He can't even walk right. He's so big.
Like, his arms don't move.
Right. He's so big that he waddles like he tips back and forth down to the ring. He doesn't walk.
You see how he walked across the ring?
He walked like a robot almost. Trying to suplex each other on the concrete. Oh.
Hey, man, every time Hogan gets into an exchange, he always has to put his hair back.
Like his long flowing locks.
Like he's still Thunder Lips or something. Sit your ass down.
He was balding back in 87. Sid. Oh my God.
Look at all those neon tights in the ring. Sid and Martel. And, well, Piper's is in neon, but all these different colors.
Hogan's in yellow.
Oh, who's that?
Man, the IRS got a damn suit on.
Right, with a tie.
There it is. That's why I don't wear a tie in the ring.
Got eliminated by his tie. At least we know it wasn't a clip on. You know how big his forearms are. And there goes Warlord. Goodbye. His forearms look like street light poles. Like,
yeah.
That's just his forearm.
How long's Piper been in? Hot Rod in excess of 35 minutes. What a tribute to him after winning the Intercontinental title earlier on from the Mountie.
Piper, Martel, Sid.
Goodbye.
Both out.
Two Canadians gone.
Piper and Martel. Who's left now? It's Hulk.
Final four.
Are going to lead this ring. World Wrestling Federation champion. It's Justice and Savage.
And Hogan and Flair.
Top two matches of WrestleMania this
year.
Here's
Flair going to eliminate.
Oh, there goes Savage.
Knee to the back of Sid.
Knee to the back. He's going back, yo.
Yeah, man. We got the final three.
He's still coming at him. I don't believe it.
He's so he's tired.
He just got stuck.
Hey, can't even do it. He's like, hoo-ah! Couldn't even do it.
Here it is, Sid.
The great betrayal.
Boom.
Oh.
Does what you're supposed to. Eliminates Hogan.
Hogan gets mad. My friend.
Even I was wondering why Hogan was mad. 6-7 years old.
Looking at the fans like, can you believe you did this to me?
You guys believe this? Look at this. How did they get his hand?
I don't know. What's he probably climbed up on the apron. Here it is.
And it's over.
And I was legitimately shocked.
You were?
Back then, yeah. Right now, yeah.
No! Always gotta love
it. I love it, yeah. You know what's funny? I was watching the 2008 Rumble, and they had Michael Buffer, and how he introduced The Undertaker.
It's awesome.
No. Not even close.
What? It wasn't good at all?
No. It was like, The Undertaker! Go back and watch it.
Why would you do emphasis on the R?
Yeah, exactly. Sid and Hogan now.
Rick Flair's WWF music was whack, by the way.
Whack?
I didn't like it. 2001 Space Odyssey is Rick Flair's music. Look at these two.
Look at Sid's chin. That's look, the first thing I noticed. So.
Look, Daddy got a damn butthole on his face.
Get your chin in my face, dude. Tell him to get his chin in my face, brother.
Now, right now, why would you be on Hogan's side? You know, he's a sore loser.
We'll be on anyone's side.
And Sid eliminated him.
But we didn't care back then. It was Hogan. We didn't care that he was whining like LeBron. We didn't care that he was.
But I was so confused. Once Sid started becoming more of a heel, then I was more on Hogan's side. But
I didn't care about any of this because I wanted to see the title. Mm-hmm. Neither one of these guys was a champion.
I'll tell you this, if this is real life, Hogan ain't want no work with
Sid. Oh, of course. he want no work with nobody. Hogan wasn't trying to fight people. Neither was Flair, for that matter.
I love when Sid's on the outside. And he says he'll kill him.
Two odds on favorites. Of course, Ric Flair was a favorite as well, but drawing the number three.
Flair is out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye to his chances, but he proved everybody wrong. Everybody in the world now knows what Ric Flair can do, what kind of man he is.
There you go. All
right,
the best promo.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new World Wrestling Federation champion as the press watches on. At this time, to present the title belt to the new champion, our president, the distinguished Jack Tunney.
Congratulations, Ric Flair.
The distinguished Jack Tunney.
Champion of the World Wrestling Federation.
Let me just say, after Vera distorting the belt, they're proclaiming the real world champion. I'm going to tell you all with a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world and you tell everybody you're number one, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title in the wrestling world that makes you number one. When you are the king of the WWF, you rule the world. Think about it like that, Mr. Perfect.
Guys, the brain.
Woo! Woo! Let's give a big one. Woo! You did it. I was never so impressed with anything I've ever seen in all my life. He went out there for over 60 minutes, never took a back step, took it to Hogan, took it to The Undertaker, took it to whoever got in that ring. That's why he is,
Bobby,
you can call now, the real world's heavyweight champion.
We're not the kind of guys to say, we told you so.
But we told you so.
Hey, very good. They're the liars.
Ric Flair, you have made world... Put that cigarette out.
It's the greatest. Gee, Ogla
didn't play games.
He's bad.
Put that cigarette out.
I gotta tell you like this. for the Hulk Hogans and the Macho Mans and the Pipers and the Sids. Now it's Ric Flair, and y'all pay homage to the man.
Pay homage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up. We hope you have it.
He was about to have a heart attack.
And that wraps it up right there, boy.
Still the best Rumble match ever.
Upon my 400th viewing, still really good.
And I'll probably watch it two or three more times before this year's Royal Rumble. So,
still great.
Yep.
24 years later. Man.
Always holds up. Always holds up. I think it helps that Flair won, too. You know, I can't see anyone else winning something like that based on how.
I could have saw Hogan winning it again.
Yeah, but like.
Again. And again.
At this moment, you think it wasn't supposed to be Flair and Hogan anymore at WrestleMania. It was more Hogan Sid, but.
Of course. You know. And that was a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. But.
Definitely was.
Big mistake. I don't
know what Vince was thinking.
Yeah, you had him right there. Hogan, Flair, two biggest stars of the previous decade.
Yeah. Yeah. They did it at house shows, but never.
Did it at house shows. Like, how crazy is that? He did it at house shows. The only time we got to see it on television was at Bash at the Beach.
When they didn't have Hogan have Shaq come down?
Shaq. Shaq was like the guest or something.
Yeah, he's
Shaq and Mr. T was there.
Wow.
Oh.
They were in Orlando and Shaq was still playing for the Magic, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
How much time we got left, Taylor?
Well, we can wrap it up.
Oh, let's go for another couple
talk about it.
So.
Okay.
But, yeah. Hope you enjoyed that, everybody.
Yeah, it was.
It's always a joy watching
it. Because we did.
As always, we thank you for tuning in to the Straight Shooters Podcast. You can follow us at The Shooters Pod on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheShootersPod. You can follow me at _Picone on Twitter. You can follow Vaughn at Vaughn M. Johnson on Twitter and on Patreon, patreon.com/TheShootersPod. You can sign up, request your deep dive, pay-per-view, movie, documentary, TV show, and we will fulfill it for $2 a month. It's all it costs. You want to hear us dive deep into one of your favorites? Check us out at patreon.com/theshooterspod. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.